AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From the most trusted journalists at Comedy Central, it's America's only source for news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Dulce Sloan.
Tonight. Ugh, Republicans want to fire their speaker. Donald Trump is going straight up Tony Soprano. And we will tell you an easy way to not pay taxes if you don't mind going to jail. So, let's get into the headlines. Let's kick things off with the latest drama on Capitol Hill. Congress might finally be sending Ukraine that aid money they've been asking for, but it might cost Speaker Mike Johnson his job.
The Speaker of the House says he's taking a stand despite threats from within his own party that could cost him his job. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will call a vote on funding for the war in Ukraine, saying this is not a game.
House conservatives railed against the plan.
You want him to resign? You want him to resign?
Yes.
Yeah, I asked him to resign.
There's no other way to describe it. It's surrender. It's disappointing.
I'm very disappointed.
Is it time for him to get out of office?
I need a little bit more time today, but it's not good.
Johnson arguing the stakes around the world are too high.
I'm doing here what I believe to be the right thing.
What? That was your first mistake right there. Doing the right thing in Congress? You must be new here. Shit is not looking good for this man. Man. I think he looks like a giant little boy. Out here in his daddy's suit. You're not fooling me with that little gray streak in the front, sir? I know baby powder when I see it. Come on now. I did musicals in high school, okay? The point is, this Pinocchio-looking motherfucker might get kicked out of his job by his own party. All because he doesn't want Russia to take over Ukraine. And the one coming hardest for Speaker Boss Baby is Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I believe she'll get him fired because this lady has the strongest Karen energy I've ever seen.
We are angry and people have had it. Speaker Johnson needs to resign.
People are not going to like any of this. They're going to be angry about it.
He is a damn fool.
I am so pissed off about it because the American people are pissed off about it.
Damn. The last time I saw a white lady that pissed about a bill, she was getting kicked out of a Chili's. She's gonna get Mike Johnson fired, but she's definitely getting store credit for something. Then again, the House is all about having representation, and she certainly is representing all the moms out there who have assaulted a kid's soccer coach. The crazy thing is, if Capitol Hill Karen does get the speaker fired, that'll be the second time in 6 months. Republicans, if you're constantly firing speakers, maybe the problem is with you. Y'all can't even explain your position without sounding stupid. We're mad that he's working with both parties to pass bills. Ma'am, that's his damn job. See, this woman is like one of those friends who complains about a boyfriend, but it just makes her sound bad. Like, can you believe Mark canceled dinner with me just to visit his mom in hospice? Oh, he's so selfish. But let's move on to the presidential race. Today, President Biden was campaigning in Pennsylvania, where he received the endorsement of literally 15 Kennedys, who picked Biden over their own relative, RFK Jr. Which is brutal. Can you imagine being at your own wedding, and when the pastor asks if anyone objects, your entire family stands up and goes, please don't marry this man. We know him better than anyone, and he sucks. Joe Biden is trying to get endorsements. Donald Trump is out here trying to get paid.
Donald Trump's team wants Republican candidates to give them a cut of their fundraising cash. The campaign is telling candidates and committees that if they use the former president's name, image, and likeness to fundraise, they should give at least 5% of what they get to Donald Trump.
It says any split that is higher than 5% will be seen favorably by the Republican National Committee and President Trump's campaign.
Damn! Donald Trump is shaking down the candidates in his own party for a cut of their money? Oh, this is some straight up mafia shit. Trump's about to leave a horse head in someone's bed. Or even scarier, Rudy Giuliani. Do you know how crazy this is? Usually candidates in the same political party campaign together because they have a shared vision for the country. Trump is like, F that, find me on Venmo. Can you imagine any other president acting like this? Obama was never like, hope and change. And when I say change, I mean empty your pockets. Donald Trump needs to understand that you do not get paid by extorting your friends. You get paid by reminding them to buy your book. Hello, friends. Stories of dating, destiny, and day jobs. Available in bookstores, online, and on Audible. Thank you so much. Work. But money isn't the only thing on Trump's mind. He's also got that trial for paying off a porn star. So all rise for another edition of America's Most Tremendously Wanted.
The whole thing is a scam.
For the past few days, the court has been struggling to find impartial jurors. And they finally found 12 magical New Yorkers with no conflicts or biases or dogs to take care of. But this morning, things got off to a rocky start.
Some breaking news to tell you about this morning in the Trump trial. One of the seated jurors has been excused.
This oncology nurse, this woman, came into the courtroom today and told the judge that she wanted to be dismissed because she was feeling that she wasn't going to be fair and impartial. She basically told the court that aspects of my identity have already been out there in the public. Yesterday alone, I had friends, colleagues, and family push things to my phone, questioning my identity as a juror. And essentially because of that, the judge sort of reminded everyone that this needs to be an anonymous jury, that members of the media and elsewhere really cannot get into very detailed things about descriptions of these people.
He's talking about you! You're the media! This reporter just put her entire LinkedIn page on the screen. And then was like, people in the media need to stop doing this. You're the media! The call is coming from inside the newsroom, girl. That reporter gave fewer details than any anybody. Look how they describe this juror on other news channels anonymously.
Juror number two is a nurse.
A young black woman. She's an oncology nurse at Memorial Sloan Kettering.
A native New Yorker
lives on the Upper East Side.
An oncology nurse who loves dogs.
Likes to walk her dog in the park.
She lives with her fiance.
She's not married, has no kids, and lives with her fiance who works in finance.
Yeah, I would have found this lady on Facebook in 5 seconds. It's 2024. That's enough information to track down anybody. I once found a guy based on the shape of a cloud in the background of his IG story. This is just so irresponsible. The media's basically out here playing guess who with this juror. They're like, we can report juror number three is a bald redhead with no facial hair. Oh, you're talking about Herman. Yeah. Y'all know Herman? For more on privacy concerns on the Trump jury, we turn to Troy Iwata, live outside the courthouse. Troy, I feel so bad for these poor jurors. They didn't sign up to get doxxed.
I know, Dulce. It's terrible. We in the media, we have got to do a better job protecting jurors like Stephanie.
Troy, did you just say her name?
Oh, shit. Juror number three. Sorry. Sorry, Stephanie. I mean, juror number three. Oh, my God. She's going to be so mad. You know, it's bad enough she has to commute all the way from 125th Street.
Troy, don't tell people where she lives!
Oh, no, it's no big deal. There's lots of Stephanies with brown hair and green eyes that live on 125th Street and Riverside. So
stop,
we're fine.
Stop adding more information! Oh my, okay, just let's move on. Who are some of these new jurors, and don't give me any personal details?
No personal details. Okay. Total anonymity. Well, here's one of the new ones. All I'll say is that he is male. He's Italian-American. He works at a bakery. The bakery is called Gino's Bakery. And he is the owner of Gino's Bakery.
Troy! Now I know he's Gino!
No. Gino is his father, the original owner. He is named after his father, though. So.
Please just move on. Who else did they pick?
Well, they did select another male, and out of respect for his privacy, all I'm gonna say is he is male.
But you put this man's picture up.
Yes, but we responsibly censored him.
It says McGillicuddy Family Vacation on the T-shirt.
Oh, shit. Oh, you're right. Okay, let's censor that. There. Fix it! It's totally private now.
Just forget the whole thing. Just tell me what happened at the trial today.
Well, the defendant, whose name we're restricting for privacy reasons... he was very agitated. Yeah. Very agitated today.
Troy, honey, we know the defendant is Donald Trump. He's not the one we need to keep secret.
Better safe than sorry, okay? Anyway, the defendant was angry all day, and at one point, the defendant told the jury, watch your backs, Stephanie, Charles, Susan, Jamal, and Gina. Whoever those people are.
Damn it, Troy! Troy, you want everyone! When we come back, we find out how to stop paying your taxes. Don't go away.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Show. It was tax day this week, but some people, and this is crazy, don't like paying taxes. And one of them is our own Josh Johnson.
It's long been known that in America, the rich often don't pay their fair share of taxes. By exploiting a complex tax system filled with loopholes, the richest 1% pay a lot less than the average taxpayer. But how do they do it? And could I learn their tricks to help out the everyday taxpayer like you and I? I spoke to tax expert Robert Wood of tax firm Wood LLP to find out the easiest ways to dodge the IRS. His first tip?
Real estate. Big tax shelter. So generally speaking, you write off a piece of the building every year.
So on like this year, I'll claim the bathroom. And then like the next year.
But just to clarify, you only get to do this if you own the building, not that you work here.
That is all very interesting, but I do not own the building. So I'm back to square one.
Charity is another one.
Mm-hmm. So let's say I start a charity, and my charity will be real, very real, okay? My charity of broke-ass audits. Like, you getting audited, let's break off your broke-ass a little cash, right?
There are lots of people who've gotten in trouble with fake charities.
So that won't work.
Churches are qualified charities, which is why some people have tried to start their own churches.
So if I start my own church, I mean, how many followers are we talking?
I don't think they call them followers, but I don't know.
Oh, that's right. That's like a cult thing.
Another thing that wealthy people do, you've got art. How much is it worth? Donate it to charity. And if you donate it, how much can you fairly write off?
I have some artwork that I want to show you. And don't hold back.
Okay, no offense, but I mean, it looks kind of infantile. My guess is it's not worth very much. You need to talk to somebody who's a qualified art appraiser.
I was really banking on the art thing working out.
You're just not there yet, Josh.
This was not looking good for my tax return, but there had to be something.
One of my great tax planning secrets for you today is dying. If you own stock, or if you owned a house at some point, hang on to it. It's the doing something with it. Selling that triggers tax. Then when you die, it's never taxed. So dying turns out to be tax efficient. That's something that wealthy people count on.
That's deferring, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't I just defer till I die?
Yeah.
Okay, so kill myself. It's great advice.
I want you to die generations from now.
Thank you.
It's a better tax deal anyways.
Wow, okay. I do have a quick question for you then. Since the rich are deferring on all these assets and they've hired tax lawyers to make sure that it stays complicated and they're less likely to get audited, who is paying tax?
Regular wage earners. I mean, everybody pays tax if they've got income. And the wealthy people are paying tax too, but if you look at their income versus how much tax they're paying, they're typically paying a lot lower rates.
So if we all learn the tax law and we all start doing these things, how will roads get built?
Good question. Somebody at the lower end has to be paying the regular taxes to make room for the government to do those things.
Just don't be poor.
Okay. Yeah.
That's terrifying.
The more you know about tax, the more terrifying it can be. That's why I don't sleep very much.
So whether I become rich or just die, at least I know how to avoid my taxes like a millionaire. Oh, man. I do actually need your help picking this up. This is all the money that I have.
I'm not taking any of it.
No, I didn't think you were going to take it.
Thank you, Josh. When we come back, Brittany Spencer will be joining me on the show. Go away.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Guest tonight is a country singer-songwriter whose debut album is called My Stupid Life. Please welcome Brittany Spencer! Titties.
Hello.
Hello. You had yours, so I asked them if mine could be out a little bit, too. They were like, okay, we got to keep it like TV host.
Yeah.
But I was like, I want mine out a little bit, too.
I mean, tits make you feel powerful.
They make you feel powerful. Yeah. It's like, hello, good morning. But one, I wanted you to know, so then when they asked me when I was like, got my hosting week, and they're like, who do you want to come? I was like, oh, Brittany Spencer, you're on the top of my list. And I'm so glad you came, because I didn't know you could come, so I'm so glad you
Thank
came.
You.
I asked them for you.
Really?
Because I follow you on Instagram. And I
follow you too.
Oh, thank you so much. Follow back. I'm so excited you're here. So your debut album, My Stupid Life, came out earlier this year. What do you want to tell people about your album? Like, you as an artist, mm-hmm. and what inspired you? Like, tell them everything so they can buy it. You put it on the top of the Billboard charts. We get you Grammys and stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Well, first, thank you so much for having me. This is
of course.
Fun. This is my first time on, like, nighttime television, like, just, like, talking and stuff. So debut and nighttime television yet, so this is like my first one, and honestly, this is cool. That's My Stupid Life, you know? I think with this album, I want people to know that I love music. I love country music. It taught me how to tell a story. It taught me how to connect with my own story. And this album is a sonic spectrum, you know? I love country music, and I also love pop, and I love rock, and I love R&B, and I love... Just, I wish good was a genre sometimes, you know? I like to thread a lot of things together, but it's all kind of held together by how I interpret country music and the storytelling tradition that it is.
So, as we are both black women, mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone noticed. it can kind of feel scary or unsafe a lot of times to open up and let people in. So how did you overcome that when you were writing the songs for this album?
The same way I'm still trying to learn how to overcome it, I guess. I just try to be honest, you know, and I try to, anything that I do, I try to make it feel like an invitation, you know, for other people. You know, I feel like I make music for people who felt unseen, you know, or feel unseen, or feel like they just feel like they're the only ones sometimes. And so that's kind of where my storytelling comes from and how I write songs. And being a black woman in country music, I mean, honestly, like, I'm so happy to be black. I'm so happy to be a woman. I'm so happy to be in country music. And, like, it makes my experience as an artist... Thank you. All of these things make my experience as a country artist way more fun, I think. Like, I have a great time. Like, being part of this moment in country music where people are just exploring and, like, bringing... Like, we're bringing more than our complexion. We're bringing our culture. And so we're, like, that's why we're fusing a lot of things together. I just think it's fun and it's more explorative, and I think there's a lot of creativity and innovation in that. And I don't know. It's just stepping into this... Knowing country music historically has kind of left us out for, like, you know, 100-plus years, mm-hmm. there's not really any expectation on what we should look or sound like, I guess, sometimes it feels like, because, you know, it's like, it's something about being, like, the underdog, it feels like. You get to kind of have a little more fun. That's what it feels like for me sometimes. Of course, I feel the struggle of it sometimes, but mostly I'm just kind of focused on, like, how I don't have to live up to a status quo because no one ever really gave me one because they didn't think I would be here.
Right.
So like, you get to do fun things.
Yes! It's, like, I feel like that sometimes, like, as a performer, as in a comic, and people ask me, like, you know, what it's like to be a woman in stand-up and a woman in entertainment. And kind of like, it's like when people don't have expectations of you, mm-hmm. they get to be surprised by everything yep. you do, mm-hmm. which is like, well, all of this is great. I'm like, well, you didn't think I could do half of this, so when I'm doing all of it, it's like, damn, she good.
Yeah, you are.
Like, thank you. And you too. Because you, like, I think the other thing that's surprising to people is, like, I grew up in Georgia, right? Mm-hmm. I grew up in the South, so we always heard country music.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem, and it wasn't something that's crazy to us. We always saw black people in country music, mm-hmm. but not everybody saw black people in country music. And yeah. you describe your music as universal country.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
It means I just want to have a little something for everybody, you know?
Yeah.
I just want, I think that's why my album is the way it is. There's not one single song that sounds like another. And I kind of like it that way. That's kind of how I listen to music. You know, I feel like there's so many country artists before me that have kind of accomplished that, whether you talk about it like a Dolly or a Shania. Like, I think that's really cool, having something that everybody can kind of connect with in your discography. I think that's really cool. And that's what I want to do. I want to have fun, you know? I love country music. I'm also black. I'm from Baltimore. You know, my grandparents are from the South, but my family moved to Baltimore, and that's a really eclectic mix anyway. You know, it's the home of Hairspray,
right.
Billie Holiday, and Toni Braxton. That's an eclectic mix, you know?
Yeah.
And The Wire. So, like, that's just a lot of things.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, and I'm a reflection of that. And so I know I'm not the only one. And when I meet people who are kind of like me and they just like music, mm-hmm. oftentimes they're like, yo, I listen to this genre and that genre, and they have a playlist, and it's about 10 different genres on it. And I'm like, that's how I hear music, too. And all those artists probably all like each other and listen to each other anyway, so... I think we cage people into a little too much sometimes. But I don't want to be.
No, you don't want to be, because listen, if you do like a lot of different types of stuff, then when the Grammy showed up, you could be like, well, you can't just put me in one category.
Yeah.
And then I'm at the CMAs, and then I'm at the Latin Grammys, and then I'm on a K-pop band, and then it's just like, and then we do a punk, so I'm all over the world getting awards. Now, I know we cannot talk to you without mentioning the fact that you were on Beyoncé's cover of Blackbird.
Yeah. That was fun. That was
because
really
I didn't want to get to know you, but I know everybody was in here like, ask about Beyoncé. I'm like, hey.
I mean, I would too. I'd be like,
I understand.
This is cute.
Yes.
Also.
This is amazing. But like, I just want to go, did Britney? Do what Britney did. But then also, girl, tell me about Beyoncé. So it's like, I have to, because by law, I have to ask you about Beyoncé. I'm so sorry. It's a law that's been passed recently. I can't.
You don't make the rules.
I don't make the rules.
I get it.
This is black Twitter laws. This has nothing to do with me. So, like, how did she find you? I mean, I know I found you, but I mean, I listen to different types of music, but, like, how did she find you? Did she call you? Did she think it was a prank call? You're like, oh, take your cousin, get off my phone. So, like, how did she find you?
I have no idea.
Go.
I have no idea. Like, I'm not just saying it. I literally don't know. I have so many questions. I already had questions in my head because, like, Beyoncé's like a big sister in my head, and I'd be asking her questions sometimes. But, like, now I actually really have questions. Like, I don't actually know. And I think that's so cool, though. I'm just happy to be on the record. It's a beautiful record. Like, even if I wasn't on it, like, I would just be mad into it. This is a no skips, like, start to finish, like... If it had been 20 more songs, I would listen to the whole thing over and over again. And I don't know. I just, it's a fun time, like, to be able to be a part of that record and to, I don't know, be here talking to y'all and being able to sing a song that I love. Like, the Beatles is my second favorite band of all time, you know? And so this is really cool. It's fun. And it's, I still wake up and I'm like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
I'm like hearing bees. I'm like, oh, that's the beehive is like following me right now. I like it.
They drop in locations. They're
cute.
The ones that come for everybody. But when they love you, they love you. When they don't,
they
don't.
They show so much love. They show so much love. And I mean, I think that's just a reflection of her because she does the same.
Well, I do want to ask you one last question. What was the first country album that made you realize that you wanted to get into country music?
Oh, the first one.
What was the time you're just like, I could do this?
Yeah, I remember when I first got introduced to country music, I was like 14 to 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I became a fan of it. I dived in. Like, I listened to the chicks, and I was like, oh, snap, like, what is happening? And I, like, went on this whole journey of just listening to country music. And I feel like I can't remember exactly which album it was. I'm always annoyed at myself for not remembering that, but it sent me on a rabbit hole. I would say the artist that made me feel like I could do it was Taylor Swift. It was something about her that made me feel like, maybe I don't have to just be a fan. Maybe I can actually do this. She's poetic. She's from Pennsylvania. I'm from Maryland. And so it was something about, like, not having a twang and being able to, like, fuse poetry and storytelling and also just being young and, like, vulnerable. It was something about that that made me feel like maybe I don't have to just kind of be on the sidelines. Maybe I want to sing. I've always wanted to sing. And maybe this has given me a little direction.
Well, I'm so happy to have you here. Now, hold on. Now, before we go, I want to give my good sis some of her flowers. Now, you're on tour with Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan this summer.
Yes. I am. I'm so excited.
Now, as well, she has opened for Reba McEntire. And I don't know if y'all know, but black people love Reba McEntire.
We do. We do. Because of the show, yo.
Listen, one, because of the show. Two, because she's literally just a white Mary J. Blige. I don't know if y'all knew that. Listen, Fancy and most of Mary J's songs, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. She's just trying to help her kids. She's trying to be a good person. She's trying to raise her own.
Not to mention the commercials.
Not to mention commercials. Listen, we love Reba. Dolly has introduced you at her show.
Yeah.
And then Maren Morris, on her record, she has you as a background vocalist, and you've collaborated with her on many occasions.
Yeah, I've sang with Maren quite a bit. I toured with her. She's amazing. Like, we met on Twitter. Like, I posted a cover of a song called Crowded Table that's in a band that she's in called The High Women. And I met them online, and then a year later, I was singing with them in front of 50,000 people. That's kind of wild.
Look at Jesus.
That's wild, man. I've been really fortunate to collab with a lot of incredible artists who are really kind and generous, and I don't know, I wouldn't be like that, too.
Sis.
Thank you.
People don't just pick up folks just for fun.
Oh, I know. I don't take it for granted. That's really cool. And I don't know, I want to keep singing and you know, and one day if I'll be in that position and I get to extend that same, like, that same generosity and just invitation to be a part of something that I'm doing. So I'm excited. They've shown me a lot of what I aspire to do and be when I get to that point in my career.
I'm so happy that you came. And I want to come to one of your shows. Please invite me.
Please. You are always invited.
Yes,
come.
And I'm bringing a bunch of people with me. Black people with me. Yes.
Yes. Turn it up.
Give it up for Brittany Spencer, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Of course. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to stand up.
Girl, I know you're good. Yes. Stand up for my foot. Love.
Thank you.
My Stupid Life is available now. And for tour dates, check out BrittanySpencer.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
That's our show for tonight. Now here it is, your moment of zen.
I spent the day yesterday exploring, the city and kind of staying around this area for the most part. I got to say, I thought I would see more homeless situation here. I thought I would see a little bit more chaos on the streets from what I've been told, and I didn't see as much as I thought I would.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.